to complain about witch hunts because it's conducted plenty of them itself. But that's really not fair. The Sun has never once conducted a witch hunt against actual witches. I mean, okay, it has picked on two other groups like social workers, women in burkas, left-wingers, suburban swingers, binge drinkers, forward thinkers, gypsies, shirkers, public sector workers, underage mums, overage mums, spongers who sit around twiddling their thumbs, anyone who's had a fight, anyone with cellulite, looters, saggy hooters, feminists, leninists, satanists who take the piss, so-called expert boffins, the escorts who let Frank boff in, anyone caught cheating, Angus Deaton, the England squad, the goalies' hands, the manager, the Hillsborough fans, speed cameras, reckless drivers, snotty Jobsworths, feckless skivers, trendy vicars wearing knickers, lessers, benders, the cast of EastEnders, Leslie Grantham, foreigners who can't sing our national anthem, the French, the Portuguese clouts, the MEPs, Argentina, Polish clingers, anyone who lives in or starts a human rights campaign, geeks, freaks, crackers, hackers, killjoys, pillocks, Tory boys, kinnocks, moaners, miners, former men with new vaginas, the local hoodie, jade goody, jailbirds, nerds, troubled songbirds, longwords and cheating turds on disability benefits who don't seem quite disabled enough for their liking. And Chris Jeffries, Russell Harty, members of the Green Party, anyone who says recycle, wayward superstar George Michael, Channel 4, ITV, Channel 5, the BBC, overeaters, asylum seekers, especially if they snuck into Britain using any kind of vessel. Katie Wessel's prosy gran Iran, Emperor Hirohito of Japan, zealous coppers, wife swappers, bureaucrats, non-existent feral cats, an innocent man called Robert Murat, the cast of The Only Way is Essex, the Leveson Inquiry into Media Ethics, and the occasional supermodel bitches, but never, ever witches. Unless, that is, you count all the times they've had a go at bloody witches. Lauren.